This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Into the crowd. This is Tim Roy, and you're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, thank you, Tim. Appreciate it. Steph Curry, the probably the leader right now in the clutch award.
He won it last year.
He had 12 points in the last 3 minutes, so he's probably right now your leader for the NBA's Clutch Player Award. Brought that one home yesterday. And the Warriors are now 9-2. Ooh. What's a bigger story? Like, what happened last night with Klay's return? Well, the fact that the Warriors are 9-2.
I'm going to go with the 9-2. And I know it's still early, but we'll have Fitz. We'll be joined by Fitz, who wasn't on the call last night because it was a TNT game. So right. We'll get hit the raw and uncut from him at 11:30. But, Steiny, I believe it's the 9-2. That was a nugget. It will always be remembered. But boy, it's early, but when does it become late, and when do you say, and I know today's not the day for it, but it's all I'm thinking about. I'm consumed with it. Do you really need a move, or do you watch it play off? Another, like Kirk Lake have said, hey, it's nice, we're watching, but that's where my mind, I'm trying to stop myself from going there, but this thing is real, man.
Okay.
Just hit me.
So, before the season started, we were looking at this roster, and I said, you know what, I kind of like this roster, and you can tell that the way the contracts are broken up, this team is poised to make a move at some point this year. Oh, Steiny, I don't like that. Right. I don't like that. I don't want that. This is uncertainty. Can't go into the year with uncertainty. Okay, well, now you like it. 11 games. Change your mind.
But what's not to like?
There wasn't anything not to like before they played a game, but you didn't like it?
No, I'm going to give you this. There was the fear of the unknown, partner.
Why?
Nobody. Yeah, but because you didn't know, and now everything's gelling.
Hey, Goo.
Like Pat Riley's hand.
Hey, Goo.
We're gelling.
Goo, I knew.
Is that what this is about?
That's what this is about.
But it's 11 games.
Okay. Talk to me. They're 9-2.
Dude,
these are the wins they're stacking this year that they didn't stack last year.
And these are the games they lose. How about that? Steiny, when they were down 7, I was like, oh, my gosh.
Well, Scott Foster stepped in.
Oh, look at boy.
This team's still getting every call in the book like they're...
Let's go. I know I'm getting mushy on you, but I was thinking about you. I was in the house last night. Ooh. Evan, all of us were.
Yeah.
What was your favorite part about last night before you grabbed the phones? Just act like we're just at the bar. What's your one thing?
Act like we're at the bar?
Yeah. But what was that one thing last night?
Go ahead. You start.
Draymond's block on Gafford, and I heard the splat.
That was nice.
Draymond's incredible, but that was mine. Yours, real quick.
It's probably got something to do with Buddy Hield. I've come around on Buddy Hield.
Right. Everything.
He's not Nick Young.
Well, dude, that was a bad one by you. Yeah.
Well, anyway.
Yeah, how'd you fall in love with this team preseason when you thought Nick Young was on it?
What?
Evan Laurel.
Because the team's bigger than an individual in every case. 888-957-9570 is the number. What was the best part of last night if you were there watching it on TV?
Man.
What was he so mad about yelling into the camera?
It wasn't mad. Yeah, he was telling you this is my dojo, little bro. You came in here trying to shimmy and take my moves. I'm Michael Jackson. That's what he was saying. This is my cathedral I built. You helped me, but you thought you was going to come in here and get a win. That's what that was. This is my...
And maybe today.
I can't say it. I got paid a PG&E study.
Yeah, we could probably have a difference of opinion on this one. How'd you think Clay looked?
I thought he helped him. Yeah. No, he wasn't bad. Early on when Steph had ripped him, stripped him, I was like, ugh. Yeah. But, dude, he hit some big threes, Donnie. Yeah. I wish, and I know the game's not played this way.
Yeah.
I wanted him to take that. That was a bad shot by Luka.
What's new?
Well, dude.
Luka didn't score in the fourth quarter.
No, he didn't. Give Kuminga credit and Wiggins, as Evan let me know. Kuminga, too. Where's coaching Vallejo? Because I think he thinks I don't like or you don't
all
like.
All over the place.
Dude,
today.
I know. I need
mean,
to.
This is unbelievable
no, seriously.
Today. Are you going to bring up Pods?
Let him go.
Why would he bring up Coach and Vallejo unless he's going to bring up Pods, who had nothing to do with that win barely?
See,
I mean, he did a little something. But,
that's why I think when you know me, you don't.
I don't.
Coach, if you know this, and Vallejo loves JK.
Oh.
And he thinks J.K. is not getting enough. J.K. is mastering his role.
I think he's going to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. I hear
Hall
you,
Hall of Fame.
For
Kuminga. Well, this is what you do after one game.
He got five rebounds.
Wow. All of five?
Steiny, he's mastering his role,
he puts together another five-rebound game. He'll have 10 in two games.
From deep. 28 good minutes. He's learning how to navigate, man. It's never been about talent with Kuminga. That's all. I like this team. I wish I could coin this.
Sorry.
I believe.
Yeah, but you can't because you're late to the party.
See, this
you're late. You're late.
I hate you.
And you can't do
this. The radio version.
You can't do this on my watch. 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors are 9-2. By the way, if ever there's a victory lap that cannot be taken, it's got to be Klay Thompson telling Steph Curry, don't you dare give a speech before that game tomorrow night.
Yeah, he did it. Was that a phone call or dinner or text. Were they together?
Text. Yeah, probably text. No, now looking at the way Klay handled it,
man.
I think I would have handled it the same way. If Steph would have said, they want you know, they're asking if maybe I say a few words before the game. No, Steph, don't do that. Let's just make it small. Make it, you know,
they
nice
did
gesture.
It with their play, though. What a game.
Yeah.
Even breakaway layups were getting contested. TJD took a hard spiel. Dude, the block from Draymond hitting the early threes, looking at Kidd. Looking at Klay.
Watch the game again, then, Tiny.
Oh, man. What an excellent early game, man.
That was a great game.
Yeah.
Great game. 888-957-9570 is the number. And the Golden State Warriors, they win 120 to 117. They don't play again until Friday when Memphis is in town.
With no Ja.
He's hurt?
Yeah. Ja's out
track.
For 2 weeks. By the way,
Embiid and Paul George are out tonight with left knee management.
But they just played last night.
No back-to-backs.
Let me be clear.
The league is broke.
Let me be clear about this. I feel like I am running a marathon, and I'm 3 miles in, and I'm already way out ahead.
Okay.
First of all, I was way ahead on the Warriors this year, talking about how chemistry is important. Not
Evan,
always about the ha-ha, ha-ha, ha-ha. Yeah, ha-ha, 40 wins.
I know everything.
You do, Steph.
The second thing, now I forgot what I was going to say because I got too self-absorbed.
Yeah.
But
as long as you recognize it. You said the ha-ha, it's a team game.
Yeah.
40 wins. Something about Embiid and George not playing tomorrow.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Let me be the first to be on the opposing side of conventional wisdom as usual. It is so easy to say, the 11-man rotation won't work. Oh, you can't, 12, it can't work. It won't work. You can't do it. It's not sustainable all year. Yes, it is. It is sustainable. And the reason it's sustainable is because nobody plays anymore.
Wow.
Nobody plays. If you're telling me the Golden State Warriors can play 11 guys and treat their stars with a lot of responsibility and not overplaying them, the Warriors are going to come in on Friday against Memphis. They're going to have 11 guys. They're going to play hard. They're going to have 5 guys come off the bench who are going to play hard, and they're going to get a Memphis team without Ja Morant.
Yeah.
They're going to win a lot of games like that.
I feel
now,
you, Stoddy.
Now, Curry gets hurt, we got an issue. Draymond gets hurt for an extended period of time, we're going to have to figure that out. But the reality of the situation is the Warriors are more likely to be healthy this year if they're playing 10 or 11 guys.
And they're 3-0 without the chef. Just 3-0 without him, partner. Yeah, I'm with you, man.
This is the other thing, too. I mean, so a team like Philly has Embiid and Paul George. They've played one or two games each of the first 10 games. They're not playing tonight. Those guys are making $50 million. How can you... You can't succeed like that.
I feel you, man.
You cannot succeed like
that. Unless they think, you know what, we'll just lollygag and wait till April qualify and try to make a run. I hear you, partner.
You can't do that.
This is embarrassing.
Because you're going to win 43 games.
I'm on a vine with all my guys from the U, man, and I bring that up because guys are disappointed. Like, this is becoming a joke, and how dare I, and again, this is the glory of the game last night. It's about the Warriors, and we'll get back to them. Stani, there's like 8 key guys that are out, and I can't say they're faking, but you're missing the bacon, and your ratings are down. Checks are cashing, so if that's how you want to judge it, but I'm with you. I was looking forward to Ja Friday against the Warriors. And he took a little spill against the Lakers, and now my neck and my back is spinal. But we got Tyson and Jake Paul to look forward to Friday.
And there's another one. There's another one. Now you're all excited about it.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A month ago, you were like, oh, I'm watching it. Yes or no?
Why I broke my back.
Why do you do this? I don't know who am I doing a show with day to day?
I'm going to go John Sally, the guru. The guru.
925, why is everybody saying this 12-man rotation is unsustainable?
Because we've never
Wouldn't
seen it
Wouldn't they all be fresh for future games? Thank you. You know why they're saying it? Because it's a lazy narrative. And that's what people do. They don't think.
Hey.
Enough. They don't. You were one of them. I'm sick of it.
Well, give me...
what are we going to do? We lost Klay Thompson and Chris Paul. Well, you know what? We brought in 3 functional players. We're better.
Well, hey, I'm going off of what Kirk Lacob told us, and he kept it real. It's early, fella.
It is early. But they've got 9 wins in 11 games.
But my question in the Rat on the Table brought to you by ATCO is... Even if they have 20, let's just say they win 22 of their next 31, 22-9. Stani, I get the feel that the record won't matter. It's their gut feeling as an organization on whoever they identify or becomes available to add next to Steph.
Yeah, you know what I don't want to add to this team?
Because in 2022, they didn't have Durant. It was a strength in numbers to a degree. So maybe they don't need to make a move as early.
Why would you want to bring a star in here who's going to play 39 games? Pick a star, any star. Embiid, 39 games. Well, let's go get Paul George, 39 games.
Giannis, there you
go. Giannis, 61 games. So he's an Iron Man in this league. All right, let's go to Josh and San Leandro.
I can keep going if you want, but I'm not.
The Dro, what's up, Josh? How you doing, man?
How you doing? So I want to address something that you said earlier, okay, where you asked Guru whether you think that a bigger story is them 9-2 or Klay's return game. I disagree with Guru saying that 9-2 matters. Yeah, they're 9-2. It's great, but they've had great starts in the past. They've gone on some great runs. I think last night's game was one of the top 10 games in Warriors franchise history because just. The amount of just history and precedence. And I want to get your guys' take on what you guys rate this game in terms of all-time great Warrior games, because this game had everything. I'm talking about it was, you know, Klay coming out, obviously, with his return and all the drama and antics that the game had. You had Draymond putting on a defensive masterclass. You had Luka and Kyrie doing magician stuff all game. And it was just close to the end. And then Curry, just doing Curry stuff to close out the game. Oof. Just a classic, classic game. And I don't know about you guys, but it was, I rate it in one of my top 10
favorite
games.
Before you go, what if I told you, and I'm telling Stani, and I didn't mean to cut you off, what if I told you this is one of its own? Like, you can't compare it to anything else because the terms were never never came back, and that's what made last night so epic. It's a one-off.
Yeah, I agree, and that's what makes this game so special, because just the emotions that were leading up into this game, the entry of Klay coming in with 400 employees wearing the captain hats, I just thought the emotion surrounding the game, it felt like Game 7 in the finals, and this is what, Game 11, 12 that we're talking about? And you're getting that type of energy and from the crowd and from the players. And the chippiness, the friendly, it wasn't, chippy in all bad blood. It was chippy in a friendly way. But just to see, the back and forth between Klay with the shimmy, the Curry pointing, Steph and Dre both hitting threes in Klay's face, and then Klay coming back and hitting those clutch threes to put the Mavs over. And as a Warriors fan, that one shot of Steph Curry smiling and shaking his head near the bench when he was about to check in, that's what, like, every Warriors fan was feeling in that moment. Just kind of like, man, I can't believe this is what it feels like to be on the opposite end of a Klay heater, So I just thought that game had everything in it. The emotions, the performances, everyone was just super entertaining. And I wish I was there. I wish I could go there. But yeah, man, I just want your guys' take. And where do you guys rate this game? And
it's hard to rate it. It was a great regular season game.
But we know why. That's why you go. I don't think it's fair to compare because Klay never returned before. This was the first time. And if this were a movie, and we'll talk to Fitz at 11:30, Stoddy, this was an Oscar because it had everything. And it was that good, natural. Maybe there's a little animosity, but it was.
Well, stop saying there's a little. Like, it's okay to say Klay has some animosity toward the front office.
Oh, yeah, but...
Yeah, it's okay to say that.
But on the Guru computer, I told you this yesterday, me.
What?
Because if you and Evan and Spadoni did me, like, some could say maybe you didn't step up or speak to the boss.
That's another terrible take you had yesterday.
You can't judge my takes.
I just did.
How dare you say it was terrible?
I thought it was
my feelings.
I was going to bring it up yesterday, but I decided not to.
We're different people. We've lived different lives. We've been through different experiences.
Who the hell are you if I'm asking you for a favor? You're supposed to be my best friend.
Yeah.
I'm asking you for a favor, and you defy me. I ask you for one favor, and you can't do it for me. Beg you, Goo, can you do me a favor? Please don't go to Nahegan.
But you're going
to Nahegan.
Yeah, with my
and
heart.
That's why we're no longer friends.
No, I would never do that because I would know your heart was in the right place.
I want to leave.
But I want to go to Dallas.
I don't
want you to leave. it's a terrible take. And then Willard in all caps texts me breaking news. Klay didn't want the mic, or the mic thing is off. I'm like, but he made it in good fun. But
yeah, it was a troublesome take.
It was, we didn't need any words. Action spoke last night.
Okay. Let's go to Mr. Goosby in Oakland.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Goosby.
Hey, what's up, Mr. Goo?
Hey, fellas. How you standing? Hey, Guru. Hey. King of the metaphors. That's what I call you, Guru.
Okay.
You king of the metaphors.
Yeah.
Hey, I agree with you, Guru. That was a one-offer, man. I mean, really. It was the best game of the season so far, and I've seen all of them, and that was the best game. And I think we're going to keep on doing this right, and it's going to keep on working,
I don't see why... I don't see why it can't keep working,
man.
At least... right now, I think you're onto something.
But they say it's not sustainable. The rotation is not sustainable. I've heard plenty of pundits say it's not sustainable.
Yeah.
I know it will.
Appreciate it, Mr. Goosby. Let me tell you what's not sustainable. Building around Joel Embiid. That's not sustainable.
Man.
I'm out.
By the way,
No, you're on a heater.
See, the problem,
I need a heater.
The problem with you is
hey,
what?
It's us. What is going on?
Here's the problem that I
got
that
new
I have
merch
with you.
On. I fell into the team store and what's going on?
I'll tell you what's going on. I know you didn't pay for it.
Now that I'm pointing at you. That hurts. No, you didn't.
See, this is the
I know you didn't pay.
This
for
is the
it.
Issue, I, Guru.
Evan, why are you laughing?
So because it might be
that
true.
That says it. I got the receipt in the trunk.
How about the way I saw that pickleball shirt yesterday, and I go, hey, check this pickleball shirt out, Nagy. I'll bet you somebody would like one of these. And he goes, yeah, you already took one.
Dude, you used that material Monday.
Well, I also asked for Nick in Ohio three times yesterday.
That was great. Oh, my goodness.
See,
why are you going in on me, man? Come on, man. Dude just gave me a compliment about my metaphors. It's another breed.
So this is where you don't understand my nuance. Because you're going to, like, I want to say something about a player, and you're going to be like, but Steiny, he doesn't stink. And I'm like, I know he doesn't stink.
All right, let's try it. Go ahead.
Fat. Something?
But they were, he took his team.
He didn't score in the fourth quarter.
I got that, but let's just, if you allow me, Steiny, they went to the finals last year. Like, how much is that worth, though? Yeah, they didn't win it, but I get what you're saying. There's a lot of areas he can improve on, but what do you think you're looking at to where now you want to say? I thought him getting to the finals was almost like him winning.
Since when do you give a guy credit for that? You hold it against
guys. I called him fat, a cigarette smoker, a lazy butt, and he got his team to the finals.
Right.
All right, so what are you seeing from him that got you concerned?
If people say without us, like 5 years ago, you can't win with James Harden. You can't win a title with James Harden. Why aren't you saying it with Luka? Like, they're the same player.
I'll say this about Luka. He didn't have the KD Steph Warriors to go up against. But
I just don't.
Yeah, talk,
it's hard
I'm
to
listening.
Explain, but
I'm
it's
be
just.
Quiet.
I don't think he's efficient enough.
Wow, Steiny. He turned a ball over. They were up five, trying to post Wiggins out of a timeout and fell down. That changed the game, too.
I also think there's something about having to play with Luka. It's not easy, man.
I think Kyrie's figuring it out, though, Steiny. They went to the finals.
They're 5-6. Dale and Cupertino.
It's early.
And you know what? I'll tell you right now. They got a favorable matchup against the Timberwolves. They own the Timberwolves. They just do. Mm. It's like the Timberwolves stink on the power play.
They lost to Portland last night.
They stink.
Woohoo, Portland.
Everybody stinks except the Warriors.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.